Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we
specific
became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely.
And, you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 16th, is Super Unknown by Soundgarden. It was released March 8th of 1994 on A&M Records. It is the fourth album from Soundgarden and their second album with bassist Ben Shepherd. And it was produced by new producer to them, Michael Beinhorn.
Michael, you nailed it.
Well done, Michael.
Well done, sir. Well done.
No complaints here.
Yeah, this album, the thing that happened with this band is they were evolving. And he didn't stifle that growth and say, oh, no, but you're known as this. You got to keep doing that. You could still hear where they were coming from, but they completely... I mean, Chris Cornell cut all of his hair off. We're looking at you, Metallica. Cut his hair off, and the band started growing up. You know, they went from the metal, you know, Bad Motor Finger type stuff and went into this, like, not psychedelia, but like a...
Cerebral.
Very cerebral, great word. Like that very cerebral
more in
rock.
Their feelings than yeah. in their but emotions.
But they still
Does
had
that, make
that
sense?
Yeah, but they still had that feeling of that hard yeah. hard rock. It was like, you know, they had that grunge.
But it was the feeling of hard rock / metal-y music
they
with
were,
feelings.
Yes. Yeah, they had
that was the difference is the feelings.
And I feel like they were still kind of the hardest edged band of that grunge era. Where they and then eventually they became you know something completely different where it was like oh okay but this album was just that you know again an emotional you know Fell on Black Days, Black Hole Sun, The Day I Tried to Live, like all of those songs were emotional songs.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things where listening to this album in a whole fresh context now is so different than listening to it then because it still had that angst and, you know, drive back then.
Well, what's weird about it is when this came out, you know, again, this was what we're doing after Bad Motor Finger.
Mm-hmm.
And they put out Spoon Man as a single as a lead single.
Yeah.
Before the album, and it's like, I love Spoon Man. It's a great song.
It's not really like
anything else on here.
No.
And it doesn't give you any sort of an idea of the depth you're about to swim into
yeah.
with the rest of the album. It's yeah. almost like a bait and switch, if yeah. you will.
Well, and the guitar work on
right.
here by Kim Thayil is just incredible. Not only does it have that crunch, but it has melody and like layers. Like the song
That's the thing
My
is
Wave,
the lyrics are cerebral as well as the instrumentation.
Everybody in the band grew up quite a bit. You know, the song Mailman, which actually Matt Cameron wrote the music for it. And it's one of those things where it's like the lyrics in these songs are so deep, but they could be taken different ways. It's all kind of in the eye of the beholder.
Well, one of the things that they did that set them apart with this was alternate tunings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't get very many people covering Soundgarden stuff, because you literally need a whole nother guitar. mm-hmm. in the middle of your set to cover a Soundgarden song.
And, in odd tuning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like it says, Spoon Man, Black Hole Sun, Let Me Drown, and Kickstand were performed in drop D tuning, while Mailman and Limo Wreck employed CGD GBE tuning, which is even stranger.
Yeah. But that's what gives them that sound that nobody else had. And everybody was like, how are they doing that? And it's
My Wave doing. And The Day I Tried to Live are in E, E, B, B, B flat tuning.
That's so weird.
And Head Down and Half are in C, G, C, G, G, E tuning. I mean, that's just, that's so bizarre.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, in addition to your uniqueness, it's incredibly difficult to imitate that.
Oh, yeah. You got to sit there and retune for every song.
Yeah.
Good thing they had some guitar techs. And
well, that's the thing. I'm not... My semi full of guitars is not some sort of a flex, y'all. Like, yeah, I need all of those to get through one freaking show.
Yeah. Unlike The Edge. Was that a random Edge bird?
Oh, Mr. Evans.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Evans.
Anyways. Yeah, this is, and I feel that this album cover gets a lot of disrespect. I've heard it called the Screaming Elf on the cover.
Hmm.
It is a photo of the band that is, you know, obviously distorted and all that, whatever. But it's fantastic. I think it's great. And I think it really has the darkness that kind of is behind all of this album.
Well, that's what Chris said about it. He said, quote, Super Unknown relates to birth in a way, being born or even dying, getting flushed into something that you know nothing about. The hardest thing is to nail down a visual image to put on a title like that. The first thing we thought of was a forest in gray or black. Soundgarden has always been associated with images of flowers and lush colors, and this was the opposite. It still seemed organic, but it was very dark and cold. I was into those stories as a kid where forests were full of evil and scary things, as opposed to being happy gardens that you go camping in. Unquote.
Happy little gardens.
Yeah.
Mixing some Soundgarden and Bob Ross.
Evil little scary gardens.
Evil little scary gardens. Oh, that's good. Yeah. And, you know, and Chris Cornell.
Makes me want to watch The Joy of Painting and turn on Soundgarden.
I'm doing it tonight.
It's going to happen.
And Chris Cornell, let's be clear, he was an amazing artist with one of the most amazing voices in all of rock and roll history. As far as the early 90s singers, frontmen, I put Chris Cornell on that Mount Rushmore as well.
That makes two.
That makes two. You now know two of my four.
Hmm.
But yeah, the definitely don't miss this album.
The other two,
yeah, they're pretty obvious. One of them, if you don't get, you just need to, you know, you smell like Teen Spirit is what you do.
Listen here, Elton John.
Anyways, today's album for the day, April 16th, is Super Unknown by Soundgarden. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at album4theday. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us. And if you have any requests, shoot us an email to album4thedday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The day I tried to live.
Woo.
After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woo-hoo!